Yo, what's up, people? It is Adam Hunter here, and I'm giving you another podcast because I love MMA, and I love you, and I love my dog, and my baby, and my wife, and I had a great week. And the reason I'm able to give you so many podcasts is because of Rockfin. They are hooking up content creators. It's awesome. So if you enjoyed this podcast, spread the word. Tell everybody about it, okay? Because you're only going to hear this on Rockfin. Okay, so now we're going to have a great show today. We're talking to Chelsea Chandler. Not Chelsea Handler, Chelsea Chandler, who's a fighter from Stockton, who's got an upcoming fight in Invicta in 2 weeks. And we're going to also talk to Chris Sunshine. Chris Sunshine is coming off a big Bellator win. Dude's a badass. Check out these interviews. And thanks for listening. Түүний сонсдог хөгжим дур булаа. Даавар стоотан дур булаа мууруулаа. Hello, is this Chelsea Chandler? How are you? This is Adam Hunter. You're on the MMA Roast. How are you doing?
What? I'm good. How are you?
Good, good, good. Good to finally talk to you. By the way, hold on. Let me do this real quick. My Skype's acting up. Here we go. Boom. And action. All right. So we're talking to the great Chelsea Chandler, fighter from Stockton, California. Trains with the Diaz brothers. Black belt, right?
No, I'm a purple belt.
Purple belt, close enough. How are you?
I'm good. Just delving into fight camp right now.
Nice.
It's about 2 weeks away.
Okay, so who are you fighting and where and when and how?
So it's MMA. It'll be in Kansas City. And I'll be fighting Brittany Victoria. She's 3-0 and she's out of Southern California.
And is this for Invicta?
Yeah, it's for Invicta.
Why do they keep giving you undefeated fighters? Every fight you've had so far was against a girl who's undefeated.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I like the challenge. It really doesn't bother me.
Nice.
And I think it's also because the people that are defeated aren't accepting the fights with me.
Well, because you're a badass.
There's been a few girls that have said no, so it's kind of hard to get a normal fight.
Well, I was watching your fights, and I'm like, first of all, your fights are awesome. They're fun. Your first fight was against Kennison. It was a tough fight. I thought you might have won that fight, though, because I think you could have given you the first two rounds, and then she won the third. That was very close, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I made that fight a little harder on myself than I should have. My weight cut, it was the first time I had cut to 35. I don't think I rehydrated properly, and I don't know. I think if I had done a few things different, it would have been a different outcome, but that's in the past. I'm not really tripping off it that bad.
Well, the first round, you had her in like 12 different submissions. I was like, definitely a learning experience. I still think you could have won that fight, but I felt so bad for you because both your fights, your first fight, they don't even ring the bell when it's like time to end the round. And then the girl catches you.
Yeah.
Did you think the fight was over? The round was over when the girl punched you?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. Like, I think the ref had motioned for it to be over. So it was like super confusing. And then she caught me I've been hit by harder strikes in camp. So yeah. I really think it was dehydration and not getting properly refilled after my weight cut. Cause I didn't even think it was a hard punch. But, with 4 ounce gloves, you take that chance.
Well, you're also expecting the round to be over, so you're not expecting it.
Yeah. And then my second fight, the first round, 3 minutes.
That was insane. I mean, did you think that the round, okay, so people listening, so you're fighting, all of a sudden at 3 minutes, they go, round's over. You guys both go to your corners, and the people announcing it are like, I think that was 3 minutes. Did you know something was off?
I felt like it was a really fast round, and I was like, man, okay, this is a piece of cake. This is easy. And then I found out afterwards that it was 3 minutes, but I mean, looking back at that fight, I caught her pretty early in the round, in the first round, and I felt like if I would have had two more minutes, I probably could have broke off, you know, and,
yeah,
and maybe got a finish.
Yeah.
But
well, you got the win.
And you know, oh, go ahead.
I was gonna say you got the W. You got the win.
Yeah, I got the win. But I just feel like I probably could have finished her in the first round. She went back to her corner, got a little talk, a little bit more confident, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
But, yeah.
And then they also...
Hopefully this fight goes normal.
Then they also had you at Chelsea Handler. They put on the bottom of the screen, Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, what a joke. That's funny. A lot of people actually ask me, oh, do you know her? I'm like, no, I don't know the comedian, but...
No, they really did. On Fight Pass, they had you as Chelsea Handler. I'm not kidding.
No, I believe you. I saw it. I thought it was kind of funny.
Oh, my God. I mean, but you are, your fights are crazy. Like, before the fight starts, your first fight, you and Kinnison were screaming at each other, like, doing war cries. Was that nerves, or was that, like, your tactic?
Well, the first time I think I let my adrenaline go a little bit. I kept seeing her like at the hotel before the fight, and like I'm not a nice person. Like I'm a nice person to people, but if I'm fighting you, we're not friends. I don't want to shake your hand. Like you're trying to knock me out, and I'm trying to knock you out. Like don't come up to me smiling. Don't come up and try to talk to me. And, like, she just kept, I kept seeing her, and she's, like, all smiling and shit. And I was just like, dude, this you're not, I was, so by the time the fight came, I was like, I wanted to beat her ass. That's, like, what that was. That was pure, I wanted to kick her ass.
Yeah, I was wondering if that's a good thing or bad thing. I always wonder if it's better to be, like, kind of have a stone face, like Fedor, or is it better to go Diego Sanchez route and to start screaming at the person?
Well, for my first and second fight, the second one, I was a lot calmer. I think I was able to keep my adrenaline in check, and I felt like I was more level-headed.
Uh-huh.
So for me, it worked. It works better to just, you know, be calm and just be ready for the fight so that I don't have adrenaline dump. I'm thinking clearly, and I can finish stuff or do what I'm in there to do. Sometimes when you have an adrenaline dump, you just, you know, like first fight going submission after submission like a crazy person.
Well, that's what happened in the first. Yeah. I was like, holy fuck, you had an arm bar, you had a guillotine, you had all kinds of submissions. I was like, and then it was so close to finishing it too.
Yeah, no, I love jiu-jitsu. I do a lot of jiu-jitsu all the time, so I had a feeling. I think I was pretty accepting of going to the ground with her. I wasn't too worried about anything she was going to do to me, like submission wise.
Yeah.
So
now, did you
kind of feel like that with this girl too?
Did you grow up in Stockton, California?
Yeah, I grew up in Stockton, California, and lived here my whole life. Went to college. I left and went to University of Miami for 4 years.
Oh, wow.
Came back after I graduated and. I'm fighting.
Why would you come back to Stockton after going to Miami? You're insane.
I know. it's just how things worked out.
Oh my God. That's crazy. It must have been for a guy, right? A guy or a girl? Did you? I don't know if you're a lesbian or straight, but was there someone else involved?
No, it was for family. My family's here. So.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Now, what's it like training with the Diaz brothers?
Well, this camp, I haven't been training with them, but from in the past, it's cool. I mean, they're just 24/7 going, you know, training. You wake up, you run, you go to the gym, you train, you go back to the gym at night, you go in the sauna, you swim. So it's just like a constant training session. Everything is 24/7 is a training session. And my boyfriend now, his name is Victor Galdon. He grew up and trained with them and has been in their corners for the past 18 years. So I have him with me all the time. So I'm pretty much in a Diaz camp. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's awesome.
Every day we're doing something different. We're running. We're training jiu-jitsu. We're doing wall stuff. We're doing something different. So It's just keeping busy, I guess.
That's great. Now, how's Nick doing? Because sometimes on his Instagram, it looks like he's partying a lot and going to clubs and drinking. Is that just for the show, or is he in the gym training, or is he how's he doing?
I think he's in training. I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a little while, like probably about a year. My boyfriend's kept up with him and talked, and when he was in town a couple weeks back and visited him and stuff. I think he, you know, he's just waiting for that payday. The UFC doesn't want to bring him back. They don't want to pay him enough. And I mean, I feel like with both of them, you got to pay to see them fight. They're exciting. People want to see them. But if the UFC's not going to fork the bill, I mean, why go in there if you're worth that? And I think they both are.
Yeah, no, I can't wait to watch Nate Diaz versus Pettis. That's going to be a crazy fight. It's going to be an awesome fight.
Yeah, that'll be good. And then, you know, I heard that Pettis was doing a grappling match before the fight.
Yeah, against Masvidal.
And I don't know, from what I hear about him, he's breaks or whatever. So I'm just like, why would you go and jeopardize that fight doing a stupid grappling match that you're probably not really getting paid to do?
That's very true.
That's
my opinion. Against Masvidal, who also has a fight against Ben Askren. Yeah, totally. Totally.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, he's doing it against Masvidal, who's also fighting against Ben Askren. So it's like both of them have something to lose.
Yeah, I think doing grappling and fighting, is you got to pick one.
No, totally.
Unless you're not in the UFC yet. But I think once you start grappling, you're like, you're risking your livelihood. Like, you can get your arm popped, your knee popped, and then you're out. You can't fight.
100%. So who's this boyfriend, and how long you guys were going out for?
His name is Victor Galdon. He's a black belt with Sambo. We've been together for about 4 years. So when I first came back to Stockton, I think from school, like I met him, and he's been training with him since.
Look at you. All right. And no wedding ring or babies in the future?
No what?
No wedding ring or babies coming out or?
Sorry, what'd you say?
No engagement? No wedding ring?
You're cutting out a little bit, sorry.
I was going to say no wedding ring or babies in the future or?
Did you say no what?
Yeah, how come there's no ring?
Hello?
Yeah, you got to tell them to put a ring on it. Hello, can you hear me?
You're.
Right, I'll call you back in 1 second.
You're cutting out,
I'll call you back in 1 second. Wedding ring. 4 years is a long time.
Yeah, you know, I'm really focused on my fighting career right now, and he's really focused on me too. So
all right,
that kind of is what we're doing.
All right, I got it. Okay, I'm just saying, you know, like Beyonce said, you got to put a ring on it. That was a big song back in the day.
Oh, he's tied down. Don't worry.
Oh, good, good, good. Yeah, make sure he's not. I know there's a lot of hot girls in Stockton. You know, I'm just kidding. So do you train with Leslie Smith too?
Yeah, I train with her. This fight camp has actually been pretty short. I got offered the fight 2 weeks ago.
Oh wow!
So it was like I just had literally like 3.5 weeks, I think, to prepare for this. So I haven't been able to train with Leslie for this camp, but I think I'm going to go out there this Saturday and spar. So,
good, good, good.
Yeah.
And then what about Phil Baroni?
Phil Baroni. Yeah, I've seen him. He sometimes trains with my boxing coach.
Yeah. Now.
He's a character.
Now, has he been lighting Stockton on fire? Because I heard he's like going through Tinder and having banging all the Stockton Cougars and running, you know, killing everyone.
Really?
At the gym. Yeah, I heard he's like.
That's hilarious.
I heard he's like at the gym. He says no one beats him at like the gym. That he beats everybody. Is this true?
Oh God. I'm not going to comment on that. That's funny.
He says he's never lost a round of sparring in his life. That he wins every single round.
Yeah, man, he's a character.
This is just what I hear. So, all right, so you got the fight in 2 weeks. You found out like two weeks ago you had a fight. How's your walking around weight? Are you do you have to lose a lot of weight, or are you kind of close?
Well, okay, so I train. I train all the time, so being in shape wasn't the problem. I was a little heavy, so I've been waking up every morning and doing fast cardio for the past 2 weeks. And it's been like 2 hours every morning. But, I mean, it's not a big deal. I'm down to the right weight, so I'm just going to try to lose like maybe 2 more pounds before I start the actual cut.
Got it. Now, do you have a day job too?
No, I just fight and train.
That's great.
That's kind of my job.
There you go. Look at that. Well, listen, Chelsea Chandler, you're 1-1, okay, but you really should be 2-0, my opinion. This is a big fight.
Thank you.
You're fighting an Invicta in Kansas City in 2 weeks. Where can people find you and follow you and support you?
They can find me on Instagram, ChelseaChand209. And my last name, Chand. And then I'm on Facebook, but mostly on Instagram. People just follow me on there. Or Twitter. It's the same handle, ChelseaChand209.
Nice. I'm excited. Now, is this the Deanna Bennett card?
Yes. Yeah, she's headlining it, I believe.
Yeah, I love that girl. Now, if you win, what are you going to do? Are you going to call anybody out? Are you going to do something crazy?
There's two other girls that are fighting bantamweight on the card. I think it's Lisa Spangler and Karina Lehner. And they're both, they're both good. I think I could beat them both. So I'm gonna call out the winner of that fight.
Nice. I like Lisa Spangler. She's cool. She's like an alternative goth chick. She came to my show when I was in Portland. Super, super cool chick. Super cool girl.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like her. But I like you too. So listen, good luck.
I went to your show too.
Well, you did? When did you go to my show?
I went with Leslie.
You went with Leslie?
I've been twice. I went once with Leslie in Vegas.
Oh.
And then I went with Leslie to Sacramento.
You didn't tell me that. Now I'm definitely rooting for you. Forget that. Listen, I had no idea. Well, holy shit. That's awesome. All right. Well, dude, now I'm the biggest Chelsea Chandler fan. Fuck everyone else. It's Chelsea.
Oh, thank you.
Chelsea Chandler or nothing. I'm very easy to win over. Listen, can't wait for your fight. Chelsea Chandler. She's the Diaz sister, all right? She's a badass chick. She comes to fight. She comes to win. Love it. Anything else you want to say?
Just June 7th, catch me on Fight Pass.
What's your nickname, by the way?
I don't have one. You know, I've had a couple people ask me or make one up for me. I've been called Chelsea the Manhandler, which is kind of like weird. So, I don't have an official nickname.
You gotta think of a good nickname.
Everyone says you get one from your fight, so I'm hoping that, you know, the next couple of fights I make some type of name for myself.
What about Chelsea the Handy Chandler or something, or the side chick or something? Something that people will like, right? No, nothing on that one.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll see.
Chelsea proposed to me already. All right, it's been 4 years, Chandler. Right. All right. Well, if you think of a nickname for Chelsea, make sure you tweet us. Okay. Chelsea Chandler. Good luck. Can't wait to see your fight. And thanks for coming on the podcast.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Yo, Chris Sunshine.
What is up?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Adam Hunter. Well, I have to let you know, man, you've interrupted my hair appointment, so I am currently sitting in my car.
Oh, sorry about that.
Like a lunch thing on my head.
Oh, man, I'm sorry about that. I had no idea. I said 10:45.
No, I'm messing with you. I knew she just was running late. She took forever.
Got it. Well, that's on her, man. By the way, thanks for coming to my show when I was in Portland. You actually weren't there, but I saved the seat for you every time, just so you know.
Hey, well, if it makes you feel any worse, I have this thing called a wife, and every so often she gets called into this thing called her job, which she's like a manager at, and then I just feel like an asshole because then I got to take care of things, and then I'm like, oh, that's cool, so I'll just sit here with my thumb up my ass.
Why'd
so,
you get married at 24? You're 24 years old. You married already? That's early.
Yeah, I'm married, man.
That's crazy.
I know what I want.
All right. Where did you meet this girl?
I met her in college, man.
Oh, there you go.
In college.
All right. And yeah. What does she do?
So she runs a coffee stand out here, right? She's the manager of a place called The Human Bean. And I was never on board with it because that name just doesn't sit right.
Yes.
But I got to tell you, man, their coffee is pretty freaking good, dude.
There you go. Listen, you got enough, man. Sometimes you know. And you seem like you actually got laid a lot before you met your wife. You seem like the kind of guy that seems like you banged a lot of chicks in your life.
She's a good girl, man. She's a good girl. We work good. She calms me down, man. Otherwise, you wouldn't want to know me single, dude. It's not a good look.
I can only imagine, you know? Man. I can only imagine. By the way, congrats on your last win by triangle choke. That was pretty impressive. Really impressive, actually. That's awesome. Because you started off 3-0. Yeah, you had a rough run with Daniel Carey and Taiwan Claxton, but you got back on the winning track about like last week. How does it feel?
Well, everybody thought I sucked, man. That's kind of weird. Like, when you go, like, I don't know, man. Yeah, I went 4-0 as a pro, and then I back-to-back losses in 2018. I was like, damn, do I suck? And I was like, no, I don't suck. I'm sunshine.
Yes.
Like, I'm in there, and I kind of smoked this guy in the first round. He's got, like, he's doing pictures with all the media guys. There's, like, some famous analysts taking pictures with him and shit in his photo shoot. I'm like, oh, I'm definitely beating the brakes off of you, dude. So to do that, it actually, like, it's a double whammy because that dude knocked out Daniel Carey in the second round. So it's like, I don't even have to fight that guy again. Really, I just got to get Taiwan at some point. And him and I are cool, so it won't be like a weird thing. It's not going to make, it might be a little sexual, but like, just, you know, a little bit.
I don't think anyone thought you sucked, by the way. There's not a person out there who knows fighting that thought you sucked. I just, you know, Taiwan Claxton is a special kind of fighter, but a great wrestler. And he just held you down 3 rounds. So
yeah, but man, he did. He held me down for 3 rounds. And diet is an interesting thing. Like, so mental awareness in a fight has always been something I pride myself in, and then your diet affects that as well. So both of those things were off when I fought him. I really feel like my jits game is a lot stronger. That's what I pride myself in. When a wrestler gets me down, I wasn't the best wrestler in college, but I know how to wrestle, man. But it takes a freaking like national champ to hold me down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, you know, get the losses out early in your career and go on like a 10 fight winning streak. And you can, you got everything going for you, man. You got the skill, you got the personality, you're married. So you're obviously not going to be out banging hookers and stuff. So, and doing drugs.
Maybe.
Well, maybe, at least, you know, now how's it going over at, you're still at Gracie Barra, right?
Yeah, we are. That's Fabiano's gym. That's my guy. You know, that's my adopted Brazilian daddy. He straight up, you know, when I met him, there was nobody. I mean, there was not nobody. That's rude to say. But there was very few people at that gym training at the time. I'd also joined in the summer. But there were no MMA fighters. Like, Chael wasn't even in Bellator yet. So it's just like, dude, the last 4 years have just flown by. And how much growth and attention he's gotten, I love it because he deserves every bit of it, man.
How's Chael looking for against Machida?
How's Chael looking?
Yeah.
What do you mean, dude? Looks fucking amazing. I mean, honestly, I think he's looked better in his last couple fights, you know, other than that one, whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. But he, like, looked great against Rampage. And he freaking tagged that other crazy Brazilian, how do you say his name? Vanderlei or whatever.
Yep.
I think he's just going to do it again, man.
But sometimes he does things that I'm just like, what are... Like that Fedor fight where he was killing him, and then went for some weird roll that was like, ugh. Did you tell?
That's why I said the blah, blah, blah. That was kind of what I was referring to. I just didn't want to.
I thought you meant you Tito in that. Did he does that in training all the time? He said he does. Does he actually do that in training?
I mean, I can't validate that. You know what? We can just chalk that up to maybe that was one of my moves. I showed him. I'm like, yeah, you should really try this out.
No, you didn't.
Like,
really?
Put that blame on me.
You're kidding. Are you serious?
No, I don't even know what that is.
he says that's like his specialty move, and I'm like, no way. You never know with Chael. Like, I once sent him a script, and I'm like, hey, I want you to read this. I got a part for you. He sent it back in 1 minute. 1 minute later, going, "I love it." I'm like, "You read 100 pages in 1 minute." Like, Chael's such a character, you know. Sometimes you never know, but he's funny though. It's like sometimes he hustles you, but you actually laugh. It's like you're entertained by him so much. It's hard to ever get mad at him.
It's unreal. I to this day I've not gotten used to it one bit. It's like one of those chairs you sit on at home. You don't hate it, you don't love it. You're just used to it. You know, what is this? But you're not used to it at the same time. It's comfortable. It's uncomfortable. That's chill. But I love him. It's okay.
Got it. Now, did you train? Do you train a lot with Austin Vanderford?
No, dude. He's a fucking giant, dude. He's like a big, giant piece of muscle. I can't do that. Look at me. I'm a 45er.
And he's what, 170?
Yeah, he's a 70-pounder. That's a good cut. That's a good cut for him. He's a good, strong 70-pounder, yeah.
Do you train with Paige VanZant?
Do I train with her? Yeah. No, we have a lot of really strong women in the gym, you know, so that's obviously... So I'm that small now, I train with some strawweight. I see what you're doing today, dude.
I'm just asking. Me. No, because I met a guy, there was a girl one time, I went to wrestling camp in Iowa, And there was this guy who had this big giant guy had this girlfriend, and then she left him for his training partner that was like 103 pounds. I'm not saying that's gonna happen. I know those two are very strong, but I don't know. I would keep my eye on you if I was Austin Vanderford. That's all I'm saying. I guess you're a married guy. So,
yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. No, I'm very happy. Thanks. No, she's got really good partners. He's got really good partners to train with, and then I have my own select group of partners. One of them is Ricky Simone, man. I don't know if you've had him on yet.
Yeah,
that dude is sleeper funny, bro. His personality, he's way funnier when no one's like getting him to be funny. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
You know guys like that?
Of course. Yes. Yeah, Ricky Simone's hilarious. He's a good dude. He's fucking, this guy's strong as hell. I remember asking him, I'm like, dude, you were killing everyone in Titan FC and in LFA. Yeah, that first fight was. He goes, yeah, those guys are a lot better in the UFC. He's like, I like fighting easy guys. I'm like, hey, at least you're honest. I like Ricky Simone though. He's a good dude.
I love him. My number one training partner right there. I mean, not number one. He's whatever. He's like maybe top five. Whatever. I don't really like him that much. He's okay.
Now, did you watch the MVP fight live?
Yeah, I did.
Was that crazy?
You know, when you see something, dude, and it's like almost like a car accident and almost like you didn't think it happened, that's how it was, dude. I was tripping.
Because, I mean, no one did that to him ever before, and he looked unbeatable. So to watch Douglas Lima just knock him out, that must have been insane. And then what did you think about the other guy? The guy, Jack Swagger versus J.R. Hoover, or whoever that guy was. What do you think of that?
The Trailer Park Boys?
Yeah, what was that?
Dude, I think, like, I don't know. This is just me, too. Like, if I was a WWE guy, I'm obviously doing well with my life, and then I want to prove something by getting into MMA, I would personally want a challenge. You know what I mean? Especially when I'm, like, a big, imposing guy, and I wear this suit, and I didn't shake Sunshine's hand in the elevator when he was being polite and introducing myself to him.
Really?
Him,
he wouldn't shake your hand?
So, whatever. You know, it's cool.
No, hold up. You go up to the elevator and you say, hey, nice to meet you. And then what does Swagger do? He just ignores you?
So I'm just talking to him. I'm kind of like hyped up, just like, you know, usual me, this and that. And then he's like ignoring me. And then I like go for a handshake and he wouldn't really give me it. So I grabbed his hand. And I did like the two-handed power move on him, and I like kind of rubbed it too, because I was hoping maybe he'd freak out. And then that's just what I do, dude. I'm just weird like that.
And then what did he do?
He just walked out of the elevator. He like gave me the craziest look, like I was some weird homeless guy, which he looked like the homeless guy. He was in sweats and everything, dude. Like, not. I mean, I don't know. This like new fashion this day, dude. Like, they need to fix it up because dudes are dressing like straight up like they're wearing trash bags, and I don't get it. And I'm not talking cut and weight trash bags.
Right. No, totally. Yeah, that's bullshit. How does he not, like, first of all, know who you are, and second of all, shake your hand? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, look at my fucking hair, dude. Obviously, everybody knows who I am. I'm Sunshine. Look at my hair.
Exactly. That's bullshit, man. And then to have him fight the Trailer Park Boy, you're right. That was odd. Very, very odd.
Yeah, but, dude, honestly, though, I'll tell you what. This is what I love fighting for Bellator, man. They have, like, some of the craziest stuff going on, dude. Their staff is the coolest. They're down to earth, you know. I've never really brought, you know, my lady to any of this stuff because she's just like, you know, to a normal person, it's like, this is insane, dude. But she comes to that one and she's like, wow, this is like, this is professional. This is the way it should be. You know, so fuck, man, that's pretty fun to do though.
Now she want, now what's this? You're fighting at the Oregon Convention Center against McKinney?
Oh.
What is this?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a grappling match. It's like a professional grappling thing. So I don't know, like, if I win or lose or whatever, if it goes on, like, my record. But, you know, I like extra W's. That'd be cool. I need to make up for them, you know.
And you're a 10th Planet black belt, right?
Yeah, dude. 15-time 10th Planet black belt. No, I'm fucking... I'm a Fabiano Scherner purple belt, man. Which, in this world, dude, you'd be amazed at what... Fabiano is very old school with his belts, dude. Our freaking belts are sleepers, dude. Don't underestimate any of them. That's no joke.
No, but what's McKinney?
I think he's also a purple belt from the area. I was hoping to get like a black belt, but that's not what they do. So even though you're a cool Bellator fighter, it doesn't matter. You know, I was like, hey, I'm a cool Bellator fighter. He's like, doesn't matter. And I was like, oh, okay. So he gave me a purple belt.
All right. Now I'm looking at your Instagram. You have a feeling cute, might wash my balls later. Ball wash. So you're sponsored by a ball wash?
Yeah, so they're pretty cool. They're literally ball wash. It's like, you know, I saw them, gosh, it was like a year ago, man. I saw their Instagram had just been made or whatever. They popped up at one of their first posts. And I'm always checking that stuff to look for brands that fit with me. Because, you know, dude, sponsorship is rough out here.
Yeah.
When you're a freaking, you know, not super famous, you know. It's like Monster Energy or nothing. Like, there's no in between, right? So I see this ball wash company. I'm like, hey, I'm pretty ballsy. Let's work something out. I want some of your ball wash, you know, let's get on this. And, it's just been really fun, dude. Like, that's a company that I love to support because it is literally, it's like, whatever, not shampoo, it's body wash for your ball sack, homie.
No, I think that's great because so many times, like, my wife wants to bang and I just feel like I'm not clean. Like, I have OCD. So I'll go take a shower and like, or I'll, you know, I'll wipe my ass. I'll wash my hands, take a shower. By the time I get out, she's like asleep or like I've like ruined the moment. So I think ball wash might be the way to go.
What you'll need, and I'll recommend you this, is what you're going to need is the nut rub. And the nut rub is like a pomade kind of like container. It's a tin container. You bust that thing open. I'm really a fan of like the citrus. Gosh, I'm spacing on a name right now, but it just smells like fresh pine trees and everything. It's like citrus and cedar, I think. Slap a little bit on that right there, dude. It's like a fresh coat of paint on your balls. You're set.
I love it. Now I'm looking at your wife, by the way. She looks like she's 14 years old. How old's your wife?
She's 24, dude. Just same as me.
It looks like there's an Amber Alert out for her right now. She looks very, very young. Yes. And then I'm looking at your Flashback Friday, man. You were a fat tub back in the day. Holy shit! What were you like?
Oh, dude, say it. Go ahead.
Dude, you look like oh my god, you look like the fat kid from Home Alone, Buzz. Like, how did you?
Yeah.
I mean, you must have been what, 200 pounds?
So you know what? Yeah, I was about 220, dude. I was packing on the heat. Basically, I was assuming that there was going to be a nuclear blast, so I was really prepared for that. I really wanted survival fat to the max, you know, and then it never happened, and I was like, oh, shit, now I'm just fat. And then the girlfriend I had at the time, like, was cheating on me. I was like, oh, I'm fat, and now I got cheated on. Oh, God.
That's, I mean, that,
I
this,
like,
girl,
oh, this is the worst.
This girl, you were, I mean, how old were you when you were this fat?
Oh, dude, I was like 19 or something like that.
Wow,
dude.
5 years ago.
19.
So you lost.
I was a fatty.
You lost 80 pounds in 5 years. Wow.
Yeah, I lost it. I lost it pretty fast because I had my first MMA fight at like 22 or 21 at like 150 pounds, and it was a big. I have fucking stretch marks, dude, like a pregnant lady out here. But I'll tell you, dude. With the whatever the fat, I lost it. I've already lost it because my scalp is burning from this dumb hair thing, and it's okay. But I was a fat tubby.
Oh my god! And it looks like here's you and Paige Van Zandt. Looks like she broke your heart. Sorry, man. I'm looking at a picture of you. It's okay, man. But it happens to the best of us.
Because I took the picture, huh?
Yeah.
No, she's cool. I wanted a cool picture. You know, everybody wants a cool picture with a celebrity fighter. I got my picture. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Yeah, maybe I'll have kids one day and they're going to be like a super fan of hers. I'll be like, yeah, we took a picture. Check it out.
Look at you.
Super cool.
This is good. And then, oh my God. Then your first fight, you have a huge gash above your eyebrow. What happened here?
Okay, you are just dogging me today. So that was, you'll like this story. I go out to like this really obscure town in Washington, right? Which is obviously north of us. I know you know, geometry, not geometry. Damn it, geography. Damn it.
Yes, go on.
So I go up to Washington and it's supposed to be an MMA fight at like 150 pounds. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. It's testing the waters to get to 145. I get there. It's his hometown. He's not licensed for MMA. He's licensed for kickboxing, so that was weird. He's also 6'2", and he weighs 180-something pounds, so he cuts weight to make 170. And I was like, oh shit.
Wow.
So I'm like, all right, let's do it. And I fucking go, and I just do kickboxing, and I don't know how – I don't have much striking at this point because I'm a taekwondo guy who starts – it's taekwondo wrestler guy who starts jiu-jitsu. So he just jabs me to infinity and beyond. And at one point, we like headbutt, and my eyebrow turns into a vagina. And I was like, "Oh, that's pretty cool." And I lose.
Oh, so. Well, listen, it was it doesn't count on your record. But now I'm watching your King of the Cage fight. You fought a guy looked like Screech with green hair, like high caliber. Like, who was that guy? Guy looks like he looks like the guy from the Machinist.
I don't even want to talk about him, but the fact that you brought him up means I have to talk about him. He's some like random ass dude from Humboldt County who had like 30 amateur fights. I was like his last amateur fight and I beat him in front of his like wife and kids, which normally isn't a problem for me, but his wife is that kind of lady who will like get your ass kicked when you come into a bar. She'll go to the bar, you know, like 20 minutes before you, and she'll get hella drunk really fast and start picking fights and be like, "My boyfriend is an MMA fighter. He'll kick your ass."
Ugh.
And so, so I beat his ass in front of his family. And then he doesn't fight again for like a year and a half. And then all of a sudden, after I win my Bellator debut, I see this green-haired fuck in Bellator. And it turns out he's just like a big ticket seller. So Bellator puts him in the shows whenever they're in Humboldt. So he's in Bellator
annoying.
Now.
Well, whatever. Hey, man, the guy's got to make a living. Well, listen, Chris Sunshine. Please. So I see that you've been calling out a lot of people. You called the guy from England, Gallagher, right?
Oh, that's the one, dude. That's my little red panty night right there. You know what I'm saying?
Has he actually responded to you or no?
He's like thrown shade inadvertently because he doesn't want to commit to me because he knows that I do everything better than him. So like he posted a video where he edited the video too. He like posts a video on his page or his story where he like comes up to me and he goes, "Fucking, you can't even understand what he says." So he adds subtitles to what he says, which I'm almost positive he didn't say that either. I have pretty good memory. I haven't been hitting the head like he has, so I know he didn't say that. And then like cuts the video and goes, "You're a bitch." It's like what they do, these like Irish people. They like, you know how it is. You can take a picture from any angle and it could look like a totally different picture.
Yeah.
So,
well, I hope you get that fight. Like,
whatever, you know, it is what it is.
I think you'll get that fight. I do. I think you'll get that fight for real.
Well, I better, dude, because I just want to make sweet, sweet Irish love to that man. You know what I mean? To Kill an Irishman is my favorite movie, too. So,
Chris, you're one of a kind, man. We got to get you on every week. Where can people follow you?
I don't care. Honestly, just follow me on Instagram. It's Chris Sunshine MMA. Follow me. Don't send me weird dick pics. I'm kind of over that.
Yes.
There's been too many of those lately.
Yeah. Well,
not gay.
Of course. Well, hey, man. But you do you. Chris, thank you for being on the podcast. I love you, brother.
Love you, buddy. Bye.
Take care. Bye. Okay, traps on some traps. On some traps. Traps on some trap. Don't some trap. Don't some trap. Түүний сонс тө хөгч юм дур булаа. Даа дэ стоотан дур булаа мөрөө.